It's yodua that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Asfin Dei Raisa, in Klal Aleph and Klal Beis, has a real achreinisha pilpul in terms of what exactly is the Isser Tevel and what exactly is the Isser Truma. In Klal Aleph, he clears it sad that it could be that the Isser Truma, a zar that's not allowed to eat Truma, the Isser, not the Kedusha, the Isser Truma is really the Isser Tevel. In other words, if you think about it, if you're a farmer and you're growing corn in Eretz Yisrael, so your corn is something that you're not allowed to eat from until you mafresh truma to maisers. Once you mafresh truma, the kohen's allowed to eat the truma, the czar is not allowed to eat the truma. The czar wasn't allowed to eat that bushel before you were mafresh the truma. He can't eat it now that you were mafresh it as well. The kohen was allowed, was not allowed to eat it, but now that you were mafresh it, that's truma you are. So declares Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asfin Dei Raisa, I want to say that maybe the Isser Truma is really the Isser Tevel. They'll say it's really all grain wakes up in the morning Tevel. When you mafresh truma, the hafrashas truma makes the grain mutter for the kohen, but for everybody else, it retains its original Isser, and it's going to remain Tevel. That's his chakira. Or maybe not. Or maybe once your mafresh truma, the Isser Tevel goes away, and the Isser Truma Lazar is a Naya Isser. In other words, the Isser Truma Lazar, is that the Isser Tevel that remains? It never became Mutta L'Kayana, but didn't become Mutta Lazar. Or maybe no. Once you were Mafres Truma, the Isser Tevel went away Lagamri. Side Klapi the Zar, side Klapi the Kain. That is gone. Now there's a new Shem called Truma. Truma carries with it a Naya Isser. That Isser is going to be Negeya the Zar. That Isser is not going to be Negeya the Kain. Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to say that it could be this is the Machloikis Tanam in the end of the first parak of Masechtes Nedar, not Machloikis Tanam, Machloikis Rishonim, whether Truma is a Dover HaNadur or whether Truma is a Dover HaAser. In the sugya of someone's being Matfis, a Dover HaMutter, Kechalas Aaron, or Kechumasai, famous Ran and the Rush, all that raid. We spoke about it then, the last time we learned Masechtes Nedar. But the point is that there's a big machlokes rishonim, whether we look at Isser Truma as a dover another, or we look at it as a dover asa. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is the chakira. If it's a new Isser, you're the one who created the Isser, so it's a dover another. If the Isser Truma to the Tzar is really the Isser Tevel, that you didn't create, that the Ebishter created. That's a dover asa. It could be that machlokes rishonim is totally in this chakira. But then Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Beis clears another chakira. In Klal Beis, he goes the other way around. In Klal Beis, he says that I want to say a different side. Maybe the side of the Isser Tevel is the Isser Truma. Meaning, until a person is mafresh truma from Tevel, this truma in the Tevel. So it could be the whole Isser Tevel nemsach from the Isser Truma. So notice, the two chakiris are literally opposites. Is the Isser Truma and Isser Tevel? That's one huge chakir in Klal Aleph. In Klal Beis, he talks about maybe faker, maybe the Isser Tevel is good for the Isser Truma. Because this truma inside the Tevel, l'chayra, it's there somewhere, yesh breira, but it's there somewhere, so maybe that's what underpins the Isser Tevel. Now, you can ask me a kasha if that's the case. Why is a kohen not allowed to eat Tevel? If the whole Isser Tevel is because there's Truma there, so a kohen's allowed to eat Truma. So if a kohen's allowed to eat Truma, he should be able to eat Tevel. See, so he talks about it in Ayin Shom. In the second cloud, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, even though it sounds like such a mechudish to get sad, that the Isser Tevel should be because there's Truma inside, he says the pashtos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel is actually mashma that way. Because we just said that a zar that eats truma is chay misa b'dei shamayim. Why? Let's just learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, because it says in the Torah, v'lo yichalu as kodshe b'nei Yisrael, eis ha'she yarimu l'ashem, ba'asidim litrim ha'kosim edaber. It sounds like the Isser Tevel is because of the asidim litrim. Because this truma that at some point you're going to be tearing from here. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I know my Chakir and Klal Beis, right? Chakir and Klal Aleph is world famous. Klal Beis, not as much. And it sounds very mechudash, but he says, read the Gemara. Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, posh it, the words, the ivritaych of the drasha is actually very mashma that way, either way. If you go through both Klalim, we've done a little bit of this over the years. There's so many rayas from Rishonim and Bavlis and Yerushalmis, Kedarke Bakodesh. You know, talking of Sinai, Rabbi Yosef Engel is one of the great Sinais of all time, and his Koyach HaPilpul was second to none, and there's a lot of that happening here in Asfin Dei Raisa, in Klal Aleph and Klal Beis.